إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار، وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Allah is whom we praise him and we thank him, and we seek refuge in him from the evil of our own souls and the evil of our actions. Whomsoever he guides, none can misguide him. And whomsoever he leaves astray, none can guide to the truth. And I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but God Almighty alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah as he should be minded, and do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, be mindful of your Lord who created you from one soul, and from that soul its mate, and from those two spread many men and many women. And be mindful of the wombs that bore you, and be mindful of those you ask your rights from, for he is ever watchful over you. O you who believe, be mindful of Allah and speak the truth. He will guide you to righteous deeds and forgive you of your sins, and whoever obeys Allah and his messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. The best of speech is the speech of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of things are those newly introduced, and everything newly introduced is an innovation, and every innovation leads astray, and everything which leads astray will lead to the hellfire. And that which we were promised by Allah will come to pass, and there is nothing we can do to prevent it. Rawa al-Imam al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah ta'ala fi jami'ihi an Abi Hurairah وأبو يعلى في مسنده عن واثلة بإسناد حسن كما قاله الحافظ ابن حجر أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خرج إلى أصحابه يوما فقال من يأخذ عني هؤلاء الكلمات فيعمل بهن أو يعلم من يعمل بهن. الإمام الترمذي narrates in his جامع that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام came out of his home one day to his companions and he said, who will take from me these great words and act according to them, or teach someone that will act according to them? Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu raised his hand. He said, ana ya Rasulullah. Qala fa akhadha bi yadi fa'adda khamsan. Abu Hurairah says, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam took me by the hand and he started to count five. قَالَ اِتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. Be mindful of those things which Allah has forbidden. You will be the most worshipful of people. وَارْضَى بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. And be content with what Allah has distributed to you. You will be the richest of people. وَأَحْسَنْ إِلَى جَارِكَ تَكُنْ مُؤْمِنًا. And be good to your neighbors, and you will be a believer. وَأَحِبْ لِنَفْسِكَ أَوْ وَأَحِبْ لِلنَّاسِ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِكَ تَكُنْ مُسْلِمًا. And love for people what you love for yourself, and you will be a Muslim. وَلَا تُكْثِرْ مِنَ الضَّحِكِ فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةِ الضَّحِكِ تُمِيتِ الْقَلْبِ. And do not laugh a lot, because lots of laughing will kill the heart. Notice that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is giving us keys that will open up for us the doors of benefiting from the short period of time that we have left between now and Ramadan. Every Ramadan we get excited about coming to the masjid every night for Taraweeh, about gathering with our families in the morning for Suhoor, gathering with our communities for Iftar, praying the night in Taraweeh, reading the Quran, doing so many things. And then after about 3-4 days, the burnout hits us. We start to say to ourselves, I wish I was able to go longer. I wish I could stand longer. I wish I had more time. I wish I had prepared more. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ is giving us a very, very easy solution for preparing ourselves spiritually, and especially for the momentous spiritual event known as Ramadan. اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. Be mindful of those things that Allah has forbidden. You will be the most worshipful of people. A lot of times, when we think about being a worshipful person, we think of it as having prayed a lot, as having fasted a lot, as having given a lot of sadaqah, as having read the Quran the most, as having the most austere appearance on the outside. But in reality, it all starts with the mindfulness of Allah, taqwa. To be mindful of those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. Notice that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam connected being worshipful to Allah not with an action, but with the absence of action, with removing oneself from an instance in which they may do something haram. Many times, it's not the good deeds that slow us down, but it's the weight of our sins and our mistakes that stop us from reaching the heights that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined for us. Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah, he said, مَا عِنْدَ الْعَابِدِينَ شَيْءٌ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ تَرْكِ مَا نَهَاهُمُ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. Those who worship Allah have no better matter of worship except better than leaving off those things that he subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden for them. When a person is able to train themselves to leave off what Allah has forbidden, then it's like someone going on a diet. Everyone complains of weight loss, of diabetes, of all different types of physical maladies. We go to the doctor, we see those long commercials on television that tell us, take this and it's going to solve your problem. And at the end, in a very quick voice, they mention all of the bad things that it can do to us as well. And you go to the doctor and he says, you know what? If you just stop eating sugar, you'll be good. Because sometimes before you can drink out of a glass and enjoy it, you have to clean it out. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to say, Al-Qulubu Awi'a, that your hearts are vessels. Until you purify the vessel which is your heart, until that glass that you're going to pour water into and drink from is clean, you'll never be satisfied. You'll never be satiated. You'll never feel comfortable with yourself because something inside of it was turning you off. Have you ever noticed sometimes that even food when we're sick doesn't taste good? Even drink feels like something that's harming us because of what's in our bodies. And spiritually, our hearts are the same way. Just as our bodies get sick, our hearts get sick. And just as we have to abstain from certain things to cleanse the body of those things, we have to abstain from certain things to cleanse the heart from them as well. This is a process that scholars of suluk call at-takhliya wa-tahliya, to remove something that's harmful and then to clean it and sweeten it afterwards. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points to this when he says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Successful is the one who pays zakat on his heart. The word zakat in the Arabic language just doesn't mean charity. It doesn't mean obligation. It doesn't mean giving money. The word zakat is used for a plant. When it has reached a certain level of growth, it can't grow anymore unless it sheds its foliage. It drops its leaves. it removes disease from itself and its outer hull. It's then supple and sweet, vulnerable, but able to grow stronger. The process of ridding oneself of what's harmful and taking on nutrients to be able to grow stronger, this is the process of zakah, which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the pillar of Islam az-zakah. Because it's a process where we give away what we love to help ourselves grow stronger spiritually and financially. لَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. Successful is he who pays zakat on his heart. Purifying, removing those things inside of it that cause it to never be satisfied. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And ruined is the one who buries his heart, disregards his heart. Dasaha, tedzia, comes from the meaning of burying something underground, like a dog buries a bone. Or like a person will go and bury trash, thinking that the trash is gone, it's out of sight, but it's seeping into the ground and polluting the water and the land. If we think about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden for us, many times when we hear the word haram, we don't smile and become happy. You know, say haram, haram. But we should understand that those things which Allah has forbidden are very small. They exist in a very small sphere in the corpus of Islam, in the body and the ethos of Islam. Those things which Allah has allowed for us are everything outside of this small circle of what He has forbidden. But when our mindset is set only on the negative reaction that we have to these small things, they become sweet and delicious. As they say, كُلُّ جَدِيدٍ لَذِيذٍ. Everything new is tasty. Every forbidden fruit is sweeter. But when we realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden these things, and there are a small number of things, but He's forbidden them so that we can enjoy so much more, this changes our mindset and allows us to understand what it is that Allah wants from us by leaving off those small things. Some of the Salaf used to say, أَعْمَالُ الْبِرِّ يَعْمَلُهَا كُلُّ أَحَدٍ يَعْمَلُهَا الْبِرُّ وَالْفَاجِرِ. Good deeds are done by good people and by evil people. وَأَمَّا الْمَعَاصِي فَلَا يَتْرُكُهَا إِلَّا صِدِّيقٍ. But as far as sins, they're not left off except by a person who is a Siddiq, truthful with Allah, truthful with himself, and truthful with the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enumerates us for us those things which He has forbidden. Those things which are the greatest things which He has forbidden. قُلْ تَعَالَوْ أَتْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ أَلَّا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come, I will recite for you what your Lord has forbidden. That you shall not enter into His worship any partner. In the worship of Allah, you associate no partner with Him. And that you have ihsan, beautiful excellence in dealing with your parents. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. And do not kill your children out of fear for feeding them, for we will sustain them and sustain you. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنٍ. And do not go near to those things which are lewd, those things which are unbecoming of a person of character, whether they be outward or inward, whether they be public or private. A lot of us, alhamdulillah, in Ramadan, Taraweeh, 20 rak'ah, 36 rak'ah, 100 rak'ah, right? We make iftar, and then when we go home, what's on Netflix? So we have to balance the inner and the outer. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعَقِلُونَ. And do not kill the soul with God, which God Himself has sanctified, except by right. That is Allah's covenant to you, if you give it thought. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّهُ. And do not come close to the wealth of orphans except in the way which is best, until they reach the age of managing it themselves. And in this portion of the ayah is an extremely important indication for everyone who has been put in a situation of caring for the wealth of others, whether it be as a parent, whether it be as a foster parent, whether it be as a masjid administrator, whether it be as a person collecting zakat for the community, whether it be as a person who has entrusted others with others' goods for safekeeping. You must keep their best interests in mind, not your best interests. وَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ. And when you measure and you weigh, give people their just due. When you do business as a Muslim, when you do business as a mu'min, when you do business and you want to be a muhsin, then you have to be fair, you have to be equitable, you have to be ethical in everything that you do. Notice now in the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says something very amazing. لَا نُكَلِّفَ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. We do not burden a soul more than it can bear. What does he say next? وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعْدِلُوا وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى. And when you speak, speak justly, even if against one of your family, even if against your closest relations. Notice that this comes after لَا نُكَلِّفَ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وَسَعَهَا. We don't burden a soul more than it can bear. Because when you're asked to speak the truth, you have two things that you can do. You can speak the truth, you can speak with justice, or you can remain silent. But nobody has asked you to lie. You've never been burdened to lie to be able to prove your point. Remain silent or speak with truth and justice. وَبِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُوا. And fulfill the covenant of Allah. ذَلِكُمْ وَصَاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. And this is His covenant to you if you will but remember. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. And this is my path, a straight one, so follow it. And do not follow other paths which will take you away from that path. This is what His covenant is to you if you will just be mindful. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفاه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها, she said, من سره أن يسبق الدائب المجتهد فليكف عن المعاصي. If someone wants to be happy, to be pleased, to beat those that are exerting themselves and racing ahead of them, then just let them abstain from sinning. If we're to prepare ourselves properly for Ramadan, the best thing that we can do is leave off those things that Allah has forbidden. Remember that it all starts here. As the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, at-taqwa hahuna, at-taqwa hahuna, at-taqwa hahuna. Mindfulness of Allah starts here. Mindfulness of Allah starts here. Mindfulness of Allah starts here. And he pointed to his heart three times. We are all, alhamdulillah, Muslim. But it's not enough for us just to claim our Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. They say, they think they're doing you a favor that they accepted Islam. Say, you've done no favor by accepting Islam. Indeed, Allah has favored you by guiding you to Islam and to Iman. So for us to be believers, alhamdulillah, we're all Muslims. But how do we get to the level of belief? By leaving off sin, we're able to get to that level of Iman that the Prophet ﷺ spoke about after the level of Islam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن ولا يسرق السارق حين يسرق وهو مؤمن. A fornicator doesn't fornicate while in a state of Iman at that level. Does that mean that he's left Islam? No, he's a Muslim. Because our Iman goes up and down. But here we're talking about stations. Iman, Islam, Iman, Ihsan. Want to get to that high level? Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he used to say, لَيْسَ الْإِيمَانُ بِالتَّمَنِّي. Iman is not through hopes and aspirations. It takes action. It takes diligence. And the first thing that we can do is leave off those things that will take us away from the mindfulness of Allah. اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمْ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. Be mindful of those things which Allah has forbidden. Stay away from those things which Allah has forbidden. You will be the most worshipful of people. If you want to reach the level of ihsan, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah is with those who have taqwa and those who have ihsan, the people who are muhsin. How? By leaving off that which what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden. فَمَنْ آمَنَ وَأَصْلَحَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. So whoever believes and then mends his heart, notice, أَصْلَحَ, he mends. Iman is not an event. Islam is not an event, but it is a process that we go through where we oscillate between different levels, between different emotional states, between different spiritual states. And once we realize this, it becomes easier to understand why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for us that baseline, for us to leave off those things which He has forbidden. At least, the least that we can do, and look at this immense reward, the least that we get when we leave off those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden, even if we're not doing those things which Allah wants, but we know we have the will and the insight that Allah wants good for us. وَذْكُرْ عِبَادَنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ أُولُو الْأَيْدِي وَالْأَبْصَارِ. Remember our servants, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Ulul aidi wal absar, possessors of strength and insight. Inna akhlasnahum bi khalisatin dhikra ad-dar. We have favored them, given them a special statement, a special station, remembrance in the world. They remembered why? For their diligence in leaving off what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forbidden and for taking to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded. Empty your heart of negative emotion. You will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill it with positivity and light. Cleanse your soul of sin and you will find that Allah will make it easy for you to do righteousness. Allow yourself the room to breathe and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will breathe into you comfort in this life and comfort in the next and remove your anxiety that you have about yourself and your faith. Place a boundary between you and all that can prevent you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah will guide you to His path. Leave off competitive piety. It's not a race. Leave off competitive piety and focus on Allah alone, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you surpass all of those that you thought you would never be able to. Treat your faith, your iman, as a process, not as an event. And you will see every trouble, every hardship, every difficulty fall to the side while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your goal. Use the strength and the intellect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you to build the best relationships with you, with Him subhanahu, with yourself, with your neighbors, and with your community and society. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a good name in this life, and He will record for you a name in the highest of records in Jannat al-Na'im. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana ya rabbal alameen. O Allah, forgive us of our sins and our transgressions in our affairs, and make our feet firm ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma inna اللهم بلغنا رمضان يا رب العالمين اللهم بلغنا رمضان يا رب العالمين اللهم بلغنا رمضان يا رب العالمين O Allah, allow us to reach Ramadan, O Lord of the worlds. O Allah, allow us to reach Ramadan, O Lord of the worlds. O Allah, allow us to reach Ramadan, O Lord of the worlds. اللهم امنن علينا بترك المعاصي اللهم امنن علينا بترك المعاصي اللهم امنن علينا بترك المعاصي يا رحمن يا رحيم. O Allah, favor us by allowing us to leave off sin. O Allah, favor us by allowing us to leave off sin. O Allah, favor us by allowing us to leave off sin. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Ibadullah, inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba. Wa yanha anil fahshai wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkaroon. Udhkurullah al-aziz al-jaleel yadhkurkum. Washkuruhu ala ni'mihi yazidkum. Wa la dhikrullahi akbar. Wallahu ya'lamu ma tasna'oon. وأقم الصلاة